The Francie Boylan Show. Weekdays from 11 a.m.
Ocean FM.
And you are very welcome back. It is Francie with you here today until 2 o'clock. And Martha Ward from Sweeney's Opticians is with us for our regular slot. And by the way, if you have any questions for Martha between now and the next 10 minutes or that, you can text or WhatsApp them into 083 3500 530 or you can call either 0818 365 500. Martha, how are you? It's good to see you again.
Great, great to see you too.
How's all? Busy?
Very busy, thank God.
Good.
Which is a good complaint.
That is a good complaint. And you know what I didn't know when you sent me the notes yesterday evening? Cataracts are one of the most common causes of vision loss.
Absolutely.
I kind of thought it was done away with a long time ago.
No, definitely. There's estimated that there's 10 million cataract surgeries each year in the world.
Wow.
Which is massive. Now, the good news is at least something can be done about them versus other eye conditions. So I'm here to talk about cataracts because they're that common. I would say on a daily basis, you know, possibly 25% of my patients have some form of cataract, be it early onset or developing. So I think it's something that people will, you know, they know someone who's had a cataract removed or they have a cataract themselves. So I just thought it'd be no harm to talk about it.
And what are they?
So what a cataract is a clouding of the lens, and there's a lens in the eye. It's almost like a little window, and that lies behind the iris, which is the colour part of the eye, and the pupil. So they usually develop in both eyes, sometimes just affecting one more often than not, two. And generally it's as we get older.
Okay.
So you do have people who are younger getting them, but I'll go into that in a couple of minutes. So as I said, it's the most common cause of vision loss worldwide, but definitely treatable, which is the main positive thing. What causes them? I suppose as we age, there's a protein that makes up the eye's natural lens, and that clumps together, and these clumps cause the cataracts, and that causes a cloudiness in the vision. And then over time, that cloudiness grows larger and making it harder to see. So that's the kind of science behind it. The lens inside the eye works very like a camera lens, and that focuses light onto the retina, which is the back of the eye, and that gives us clear vision. And then that adjusts the focus to allow us to see close and far. So when anything goes wrong in that lens, essentially it's affecting your focusing ability and causes a cloud. So that's what a cataract is. I'd have a lot of people think, you know, oh, I feel like, you know, I can see a cataract on the front of my eye. It's very rare that you would. It's more when you go for an eye examination, we will see the cataract.
Well, that's what I was going
to
ask. That's what I was going to ask. How does it manifest itself to the person that might have a cataract?
Blurred vision.
Blurred vision.
Generally blurred vision. And there's a couple of other symptoms which I'll go through now in a moment. And some people might kind of think, oh, do you know what? Actually, maybe I do have a bit of cataract starting. And also, I suppose, research has been done worldwide and they've identified a couple of factors which may be linked to it. UV radiation, so from sunlight and other sources, which I talk about a lot. So hence, you know, sunglasses are a great idea.
Yeah.
If you're diabetic, you're four times more likely to get cataracts.
Oh.
If you're hypertensive, which is having high blood pressure, if you've obesity, if you smoke, I'm afraid, you're more likely to get cataracts. Prolonged use of steroids in terms of medication. Some statin medication, and statins are used to reduce cholesterol. There is a link there. You know, as I said, this isn't coming from me. This is research that's been done. Previous eye injury or inflammation, inflammation like iritis or uveitis, you're more likely to get cataracts. If you've had previous eye surgery, hormone replacement therapy, which is HRT, significant alcohol consumption. Now you need to be drinking quite a lot. High myopia, which is if you're very short-sighted, and if there's a family history of cataracts. So they're just some of the links. Generally, mostly it's age, to be honest.
Right,
but there are other links. If steroids in particular, diabetics and previous injury, they'd be the main ones that I would see.
Okay.
So again, just what you've asked me there a couple of minutes
symptoms,
ago.
Yeah.
Symptoms, exactly.
Yeah.
So generally they start out small, as I've said, and it has very little effect on your vision. You might come in to me for an eye test and I might say, look, you've really slight cataract starting. Don't worry about it, and I'll monitor it in maybe a year, 18 months, and most people won't even notice it themselves. So that's how they will start. Visual symptoms then can take months or years to become more noticeable, and then you'll become a little bit more blurred, almost like looking through a cloudy piece of glass like a smudge on a window. That's kind of what you're looking through. Other symptoms might be light from the sun, or a lamp becomes very bright or glary, especially driving at night. You might notice like oncoming headlights are causing more glare than before. Your eyes maybe feel more sensitive to light, and generally that's linked in with the glare there. As I've mentioned, the oncoming headlights, visual halos around bright lights. So a halo would be like an aura around a light.
Okay.
It's almost like a shadowy effect. double vision can actually be linked in with cataracts, and seeing at night or low light can be more difficult. Colours may not seem as bright, and basically blurry, cloudy, dim vision as it gets worse.
If you are developing a cataract, will you develop them in both eyes or one eye?
You can develop it in just one, but it's more common that it's in both.
All right,
and
okay.
Again, everyone is different, but what I generally find is one eye is a little bit worse than the other.
Right.
But it's more common to develop in the two eyes together.
And finding out if you have cataracts?
If you find, so the thing to do is basically have an eye test.
Okay.
And if in doubt, you know, always ask. And I suppose I've always done this, but I tend to dilate quite a bit, which is putting drops into the eyes to enlarge the pupils. It gives a really clear view of what's going on. And what I do is I use something called a slit lamp and a Voke 3D lens. So I'm using a magnified lens to look through the eye, look at the caliber of the lens, is there a cataract starting, and then see around it if it is there, to look at the back of the eye. So, you know, generally that we'll check your prescription. Believe it or not, there can be a large change in prescription. Some people temporarily, their vision will improve in the distance and get worse up close, or vice versa. It can cause strange and wonderful things. And then eventually, when it does become quite bad, we will often refer you then for cataract surgery.
Okay.
And in Ireland, there's a number of pathways. If you've medical card, generally people will go publicly. If you've private health insurance, I suppose it's great for that. Most plans, not all, but I think plan B and above generally will cover cataract surgery.
Okay.
We do have that cross-border initiative as well, where we can refer you up to Kingsbridge in Belfast. That has continued. I thought it wouldn't actually with Brexit, but that has continued. So
great.
I looked up the typical waiting list actually just before I came in Ireland, and it's about 29 months. So you're talking 2.5 years, unfortunately. Sligo and sort of the Donegal region, I was so proud of us. We were the best in the country.
Good.
Because we did, the likes of optometrists like myself, we've been trained up a little bit extra with Paul Mullaney, the consultant. So we're doing his checkups for him on the cataracts.
Oh.
So it really improved the waiting list. Now COVID has changed that, but I'd say we're still the best in the country, thank God. So that's great.
Can I ask you one, Justin? You know, if you have to go for surgery, by the way, if you have cataracts and you say, yeah, your cataracts are starting, and you monitor for a while, will eventually have to get surgery?
Generally.
Okay.
And, you know, some people are very worried and concerned. I totally understand, you know, no one likes anyone going near their eyes.
Yeah.
And the success rate is really, really high. I think it's greater than
95%.
Wow. So it's a very, very high success rate. It is a day procedure.
So that's what I was going to ask. Yeah. How long does it take? And is your eyes covered then for lock-in?
No, so what happens is you'll go in for your pre-assessment where they'll measure the eye and make sure you're suitable for the surgery. You'll be then scheduled with a date to have it done. And the procedure itself takes about 25 minutes, and I think you're probably in total for 2 hours just to make sure, to monitor your blood pressure and make sure you're fine. And then you're going to be putting in drops in your eyes for 4 weeks afterwards. And if you're not capable of putting them in yourself, if you have a neighbour or family member to help you with that, and then you'll be seen by myself or another optometrist about 4 or 5 weeks later to make sure it's been successful.
It's an outpatient
absolutely
shop.
It's brilliant.
And what do you say? It's a
one eye at a time.
One eye at a time.
Yeah, one eye at a time.
It's very interesting.
So they'll do one eye, and then again, depending on waiting list, do the second eye. And again, just there's a couple of different types of cataracts, which I mentioned early on. There's nuclear, which is the most common form, and it just causes gradual worsening of the vision. There's cortical cataracts, which may cause glare. There's congenital cataracts. This is quite rare, but I actually do have a couple of patients in with congenital cataracts. It's where you're born with a cataract in one or both eyes, which is, as I said, it's rare, but it does happen. You can have trauma-induced cataracts, which if you had maybe an injury to the eye. And then posterior subcapsular cataracts, and they develop at the back surface of the lens. So they're the kind of different types. It'll be up to myself or your ophthalmologist to kind of decide which one you have and the treatment process from there.
And I see just preventing cataracts, for example, wearing sunglasses, quitting smoking, healthy diet is important, exercise, managing and reducing the effects of coexisting conditions like diabetes and blood pressure.
Exactly.
And frequent eye tests. How often should we be getting our eye tests?
So, I recommend every 2 years.
Okay.
If someone has cataracts and in particular have perhaps a coinciding condition like diabetes, I would prefer it every year. And some people will know themselves. They may say, do you know what? I had my eyes tested 9 months ago, but my vision is now totally different. It's totally deteriorated. Then book an eye test because your glasses may be completely unsuitable for you. So, what we tend to do is sort of get the glasses correct first. And if we keep going with that, and then if the cataract is presenting a problem where the glasses cannot improve it any further, then we'll generally refer. And it'll also depend if someone drives. We want to make sure they're passing driving standards and so on. So I will try and preempt that and possibly refer a little bit earlier if people drive as well.
Can you develop cataracts and not need glasses?
Yes, it'd be quite rare.
Rare, okay.
Rare, but you can.
Okay, yeah, right. Yeah. Now, I'm going to throw a couple of questions at you.
Sure.
Francie, can you ask Martha, do cataracts grow back when you have them removed? It says CAM.
So it's actually a great question. Cataracts themselves cannot grow back because what happens is they remove the lens within the eye and they implant a new lens. Okay, so cataracts cannot grow back. However, something called posterior subcapsular capsular thickening can happen. which is basically when they implant the lens, it's sitting in a little sack almost, and that can become a little bit thicker, and you require something called YAG, which is laser, and that can be quite common. That laser takes about 10 minutes, and again, you'll get the symptoms of cataract, come in for an eye test, we'll know straight away if that's happening, we'll refer you and you'll get that lasered off. So a cataract cannot return, but you may need something called YAG, which is laser afterwards.
That could happen, but a cataract can't return.
Exactly.
Okay. How are you, Franz? Will you ask Martha, I had stitches on one eye years ago. If I had a cataract, can I get it removed because of the scar from 8 stitches on the eyeball?
It should be fine. It'll just depend on the location of the stitches. But I very rarely come across patients who can't have cataract surgery.
Okay.
Again, it's a case-by-case basis. I can't answer that for sure because I don't know the location of them and why that okay. person needed the stitches, but it's likely they'll be absolutely fine.
Can I ask you, can you stitch the eyeball?
Yeah, depending. Yeah, if you get a laceration, yeah, it can indeed be stitched, yeah.
Ask Martha, if you had cataract and you are willing to pay, can you get it as soon as cataract appears or does it have to get bad first? So how, yeah.
Again, a great question. So if someone is paying privately and they want to go ahead, obviously you need to be aware of the risks and complications with any surgery.
Yeah.
But it can be done and I can refer privately, no problem, if someone wants to get it removed as soon as they want. And as long as the consultant, we have a couple in Sligo, they're all fantastic, but if, as long as the consultant is happy, and generally they will be, then that should be fine.
Okay, perfect. I'm going to get to Blackberry here
in
a second, but one more question. Franz, will you ask Martha about curved eyeball through trauma? Like my eyeball is curved.
If that person is talking about astigmatism, which they possibly are, that's a difficult one to answer because I'm not quite sure if I'm grasping it correctly.
So through trauma, they say.
It may be that they have a rugby ball shaped eyeball, which is generally astigmatism, and
oh,
that
right.
can be corrected through glasses. It depends on the type of trauma and I'd really need to see that patient.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
If you want to chat in to or call to Martha, she will give you details on that. Martha, what's Blackberry hearing that come into your crew?
Sure, I just thought I'd mention this. It's another brilliant service we're now offering at Sweeney's, and it's not affiliated with me personally, but they will be operating at, well, they are operating out of Sweeney's. So Blackberry Hearing has grown to, it's now the largest Irish-owned hearing aid provider, and they are operating out of Sweeney's one day a week now.
Right.
A really lovely audiologist called Dara is there, and if anyone is interested, they can contact Blackberry Hearing themselves directly. Again, not through us. Just even little things I didn't know myself. Actually, my dad even got hearing aids through them. That anyone who's paid a full stamp on their PRSI is entitled to a €1,000 grant towards hearing aids, which I didn't know.
All right.
And it's a fully qualified audiologist. They're doing paediatric testing. They're doing adult testing and wax removal as well by microsuctioning. So that's Blackberry Hearing. And
do they come into your place?
They do.
And
they do.
How often? I know once a week. What day?
Depending on, so actually they're here, you know, depending if I'm not there, they're generally there.
All
so
right.
More often than not a Wednesday, but it'll just depend. So just thought it's no harm to let people know there's another service operating out of Sweeney's as well. And I'm really sort of pleased to back them up on that. They're absolutely fantastic and Irish owned, which is always
good
as well.
That's always good. That's Blackberry Hearing.
Blackberry Hearing.
In Sweeney's Opticians.
Exactly.
Once a week. And if you call them, they'll be able
call
to
them directly,
let you know.
Exactly.
Somebody else said, I have macular hole in my left eye. If I had cataract, would I have to have surgery on my left eye too? Thank you. I have a macular hole in my left eye. If I had cataract, would I have to have surgery on my left eye too?
Okay, so good question. Again, I need to see this person, but what we tend to do if anyone has any pathology or any problems at the back of the eye, which would be that macular hole, macular degeneration, and there is higher risk, 100%. There's always higher risk if there's, if you imagine a cataract is in the middle of the eye,
okay,
and a macular hole or macular degeneration occurs at the back of the eye. So something has already gone wrong there, and they will be careful doing any sort of surgery. So that person may well be suitable for cataract surgery, just they'll always weigh up the pros and cons before doing it.
Perfect. You're right, you know, the listener that texted in about the curved eyeball. Mm-hmm. Yes, that's correct. It's from blows to my head. I have poor vision in one eye.
Okay, okay.
So definitely come in.
Yeah, would be no harm to see whether glasses will work, and they may not be suitable, you know, depending on the level of trauma, but it's worth for that person to get their eyes tested regardless,
okay.
And then probably every 2 years just to make sure everything is okay.
What's your number in Sweeney's?
Our number is 071-91-69090.
69090. And finally, would you know cost of privately getting cataracts removed?
Approximately, in around 2,200 per eye.
2,200.
Okay. That's in around, each clinic will vary. I had a quick look again and I got sort of a Dublin price about 2,400. I think it's, you know, it's in around that. Most private health insurance will cover it. If you have a medical card, you go public, but also if you wanted to go private, obviously you are seen a lot quicker.
Okay, perfect. 071-91-69090 is the details for Sweeney's Opticians. Once a week, Blackberry Hearing comes in and you can chat. If you ring Sweeney's, they'll tell you what day they're coming in terms of wax removal, hearing aids, all that various different things. Irish-owned company, Blackberry Hearing. And Martha, listen, thanks a million. Talk to you again shortly.
Thank you so much, Francie. Thanks a million for that.
Thanks a million.